Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above and beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as the US election looms closer, the electorate there says society is more divided than ever. The Republican National Convention is currently taking place in Milwaukee, and Trump fans are confident that he will return to the Oval Office. But our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with Democrats in Milwaukee to hear how they feel about their hopes with President Biden.
My fear is that we become a dictatorship here in America. That's my biggest fear.
So you'd say quality of life has gotten worse for your community?
Yes, it would be even more so under a Trump administration.
I have been involved in politics in 40 years, and I have never seen such division. I would call it sometimes toxic.
How do you feel about the convention taking place now in the city?
Oh, there's definitely a sense of nervousness and anxiety. I was already nervous about having a big convention here with, you know, Trump and Trump followers here. But I think after the assassination attempt, it's been a little bit more nerve-wracking. We've canceled some meetings. We've canceled some canvassing. We put our meetings online.
Out of concerns for safety?
100% out of concerns for safety.
Fear and uncertainty runs through the Democratic Party at the thought of Donald Trump returning to office. The city of Milwaukee is a sea of red this week, but I'm off to meet with those on the other side to hear how confident they are of a second Biden term.
Hi.
Christine?
Yes, Josh. Hey, nice to meet you.
So this is where it's all happening.
Welcome to Miss Katie's Diner. It's like a famous place in Milwaukee. We've had presidents and German chancellors come here. So welcome.
A busy week in Milwaukee.
Oh, yes, very. Christine Sinicki, chair of the Democratic Party of Milwaukee County.
And Christine, I suppose, what's the feeling locally about the convention taking place in your city?
I think the feeling is we're happy to have the economic boost, but there's a very strong concern about having thousands of people come to Milwaukee carrying weapons and sometimes having a very bad attitude towards us.
Is that noticeable on the streets? Do people encounter that? Or
I haven't encountered it with convention goers, but I have encountered it on the street with my neighbors.
Due to the election coming up?
Yes, it's very contentious. Very contentious.
So, as a Democrat, what's the feeling among your own party now with the lead-up to the election?
Excitement. I am a delegate to Chicago, which I'm very excited about. There is a lot of excitement amongst Democrats about this upcoming election. There's such a stark difference between the candidates. We have a choice between a convicted felon who surrounds himself with not-so-good people, and we have President Biden, who is one of the most upstanding, empathetic people I've ever met.
There's no denying, since the debate, there has been questions asked and concerns raised about Joe Biden. How do you feel about it?
I have no concern about Joe Biden serving another term. I happen to have been with him last Friday when he was in Madison. He came onto that stage energetic. He knew exactly what he was doing. You do not base your vote on one bad night.
But with your members here locally who want a chance, they want to succeed, they want to climb the ladder, is it not a case that maybe the baton should be passed and give someone younger, someone new, someone different an opportunity?
That's a tough question, because at this point in our time, we want somebody with experience.
Hey, my name is Eddie Panichkul. I am the Democratic Party of Milwaukee County membership chair. President Biden has been great in denouncing political violence of any kind, while, you know, the other guy has not.
On the tone and the rhetoric, some Republicans who I've been meeting will say that the language used by certain Democrats has stoked fear and anger amongst the general population, and that this anger in turn kind of led to the shooting. What would you say to that?
Well, I think they have a very short-term memory, because in the past 8 years, you can see the tone and the messaging from the other side. You know, now they're saying, oh, it's the other side that's doing that. It's not right. It's not correct.
How did it make you feel when you saw chants of fight, fight, fight coming from the crowd on the opening night of the convention?
Well, like most Americans, I was watching Donald Trump yell fight, fight, fight after he was taken away by Secret Service. And I think they're just mimicking this violence. I'm still very concerned about the dangers of political violence from that side of the country.
Joshua Taylor, 4th Congressional District Chair for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Not only am I the Congressional District Chair, but I'm also a preacher here in the city of Milwaukee, actively involved with the black communities.
Trying to preach the word of God and spread love and peace. What's the atmosphere like at the moment when it comes to U.S. politics?
We are divided. We are divided at this moment. But I believe that as November comes, we can even become more unified as time goes on.
How are you feeling about the upcoming election now?
I feel very good about November's election. November 5th is going to be a great day in America. I believe that President Joe Biden will be reelected.
Why do you think Joe Biden is the man to return to the Oval Office?
Absolutely, because, you know, I'm a firm believer that a person of character, a man of integrity, can definitely do that, a man of faith.
And when you see comments being dished around online and even at the Republican convention about his age, how does that make you feel?
I think it's a distraction, but of course, we in America, we all voted for him. We knew he was going to be old when he became president, and even going into four more years, you know, we knew about his age, but I think it's a distraction more than anything.
But you know, when you see the televised debate and that, and people will raise questions then about his performance, are you confident that he'd be able to withstand all the political pressure for another 4 years?
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely, I do. You know, yes, he had a bad night. I'm not going to say he did not have a bad night. Everybody saw that. But when you look throughout his record and what he's done throughout these 3 years of being president, it doesn't compare to just one debate.
When it comes to the Republican Party, there are some splinters on a unified approach. Former Speaker of the House of Representatives Kevin McCarthy was ousted from his position by fellow party members, and he was even interrupted during a live CNN interview last night by Representative Matt Gaetz.
He's got an ethics complaint about paying, sleeping with a 17-year-old. So that's the way they would go. So that's the biggest challenge we have.
Kevin McCarthy had this to say about Gaetz when asked about the lack of support from party colleagues.
You should see who hangs out with Gaetz. You know, he can't go 500 feet for a school, so I don't think he has that many friends. That was a joke, so don't sue me, all right?
The top priority in the Republican Party's platform is to clamp down on immigration. So I had to ask the former speaker where the future lies for the thousands of undocumented Irish in America if Trump gets in.
We don't have Irish walking across the border as much as we see what's transpiring right now. The challenge we have, like any other country, and I would challenge any of you, do any of you bring 1 million new people in to be citizens each year? No. Do any of you give more than 1 million green cards come in?
Not much of a concrete answer, but the Irish don't seem to be the main concern. Milwaukee City is traditionally a Democratic stronghold, but that changes the more rural you go in Wisconsin. To hear how the event is being received in the city, I met with the mayor of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, who's a Democrat. So I wanted to find out where he stands on the Biden question.
Certainly there's a little disruption because you've got all this national security infrastructure in place. However, at the same time, it presents this incredible opportunity to elevate Milwaukee.
And as a Democrat, how are you feeling about the upcoming election?
I feel good about the upcoming election. Of course, in Wisconsin, at least, I mean, elections are decided on the razor's edge. They are for any statewide election that we have. I still feel pretty confident, pretty good. We have to work for it, but I still feel pretty good. Whoever wins Wisconsin typically wins the presidency.
You're happy to see him being the nominee?
I am extremely happy to see Joe Biden be the nominee for the Democrats. He is our nominee. There was a Democratic process. He won in the primary election, got millions and millions of votes. I'm going to be a delegate to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next month. I'm proudly going to be casting my ballot for Joe Biden to continue serving as president of the United States.
You don't think someone within the party, maybe with fresh ideas or possibly younger, should be given a chance or an opportunity?
Well, I mean, Joe Biden, I think, does have really fresh ideas. I mean, think about the things that he's been able to accomplish.
But there has been a question lingering over him over the past few weeks. Does that damage the election campaign?
No. I mean, I think ultimately, you know, folks are asking questions. But when it comes to the convention, I think folks will come together, will renominate Joe Biden. Folks will see to it that he is the best candidate to continue leading the United States in this time, in this moment.
It seems as though all the Democrats I've met with in Milwaukee are backing Biden for another term. But in this hotly contested swing state, how do those involved in local politics feel about the possible return of Trump?
My real fears, if he was to be elected, I would have to say, are for my grandchildren. I don't want my grandchildren growing up in a Donald Trump America. You know, for over 200 years, we have been the land of the free. And when you look at some of the things he wants to do, it's not a free country, it's a dictatorship. I have a 7.5-year-old granddaughter, and I want her to grow up with more rights than what I've had, not less.
Some of the local Democrats in the city of Milwaukee, where the Republican National Convention is taking place.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help you and your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.